glories of American education is that we have had a well-funded and public education system available to all students. Where it is failing, we've got to fix it. I would ask Robert and Tony to describe what would be left if a third or 50% or three quarters of the parents in a bad school took the kids someplace else. What happens to the kids that are left? How do we deal with the obligation to have a good neighborhood school in every neighborhood? I know the problems are there, but I think vouchers to the non-public schools would make it impossible to have the money and the resources to fix the public system.
All right, thank you. We'll leave it there.